Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is July 30th, 1940, and the title is Set Up for Murder. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Didn't say nothing else. If I don't hurry and get started,
I'll try to stop you.
don't see no reason why you should.
But if you're going, I am going to ask you to leave your gun at home.
Huh?
You heard me, Jack. Leave it here.
What in thunder for?
Because I know your temper. I know how one word can lead to another until they end in a quarrel. I want you to go on armed because if you're called and anything should happen to either of you, I don't even want to think about it.
I ain't going to fight.
You don't know what you'll do.
Shucks, honey.
Are you going to leave that gun?
Nope, I don't reckon I will.
Yes.
I'll be careful, honey. I'll find out what your pa wants. And you got my word, I'll be back home inside an hour. I wonder where Ellen's paw is. Mr. Sampson? Hi, Mr. Sampson! I guess he ain't here yet. But I...
Hey, what in tongue is...
It's him. It's him laying there. He's been drilled. Well, who's that?
Look over here.
Who is it?
That's Paget!
Till I've had a look at this place where you were shot.
Oh.
Ain't so bad. Just creased your scalp and parted your hair. You was lucky.
Help me up.
Here.
There you are.
Jack, how did it happen? What'd June Sampson fight over?
Huh?
What was it, Jack? What side of the argument?
But there was none.
Huh?
I never drilled him. I found him just like that. Then somebody yelled, and when I turned to look, they took a shot at me. I didn't even see who it was. That's all I can recollect right now.
Jack, that's pretty thin.
You don't believe me?
You figure we should when we find you with a gun in your hand and one shot fired out of it?
With Samson's gun in his hand the same way?
But, hey, this gun ain't mine.
No?
It ain't, I tell you. It ain't. The fellow that done the killing must have left it and took mine. He left it to put the blame on me.
It's all right, Jack.
But I tell you...
Folks around here always knew something like this was bound to happen one of these days. Ever since you got hitched to his daughter, again his order.
Wait, fellas, I'm telling you...
Maybe he killed him in a fair fight.
Listen, I don't...
Well, that'll be for the law to decide. Pete, you better ride into town and bring the sheriff. We'll stay here.
Right. Get up back.
Wait. Don't you believe me, fellas? Won't you listen to what I say? I'm not guilty, I tell you.
Jack?
Well?
We ain't got nothing against you personal, so don't get us wrong. But a killing's a killing, has to be dealt with according. So it's just a waste of breath trying to argue with us.
But fellas,
what? What's
a masked man!
A redskin!
A crook!
Don't tap on him.
You can't!
Watch them, Me watch them.
What are you on? Is this a holdup?
No.
Then what?
Quiet. All right, Tonto, I'll handle them. You examine Sampson. Tonto, do it.
Hey, where are you up to?
Tonto and I heard the shots just as you did.
Yeah?
You were closer and got here first. But we've seen what's going on.
Huh?
And I have an idea. You've made one very serious mistake. Tonto, was I right or wasn't I?
He's all right.
Really? Hey, you mean Mr. Sampson ain't dead?
Wait. Will he live, Tonto? You think he can be brought to?
Me not know. Him hurt any bad.
Can you help him? Good. Then pick him up and put him across your saddle.
Hey, now, you can't...
I'm giving the orders here.
You can't...
Remember this.
What do you mean?
You can hold Jack for the sheriff. The sheriff can jail him. But in case you're tempted to take justice into your own hands, Jack isn't a murderer until Sampson dies. Here's over.
Hey, you can't...
The first man that library's gun stops lead. Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
Then let's go.
Come on, Silver.
Let's go. Shoot him down. Hey, you fools. Hold your fire. Don't shoot. If Samson's still living, he might get hit. Hold your fire.
Isolated, and there's plenty of cover. You can make things ready while I'm gone.
You ride?
Yes, Kimasabe, to town.
What do there?
I'll call on the sheriff.
Oh.
And I'll be back by sundown. Come on, Silver.
Hail, Silver! Come away!
At that moment, Samson's foreman was talking with the sheriff in the lawman's office.
I got a question to ask you, Sheriff.
What's that, Carl?
How do you feel about duels?
Duels? What are you talking about?
Well, suppose there's hard feelings between a couple of hombres. They get to hate each other so much that they finally decide to shoot it out. That used to happen a lot in the old days.
The times have changed. Duels are against the law.
They always was. But somehow or other, the guy who won never got hanged.
You mean the jury to quit him?
Yeah.
Well, I can't answer for any jury. I've seen him do a lot of fool things. But I know what the law says, and as long as I'm sheriff, I'll do my best to enforce it. Unless it's an accident or in self-defense, a man who kills is a murderer.
You'd arrest him?
I sure would. You can tell your boss that.
Huh?
You had some reason for worrying about duels, Cart. A man don't ask a question like that for no reason at all. Come on now, tell me the truth. Has old man Samson been threatening to shoot it out with his son-in-law?
I didn't say that he... Well, you know how he talks.
Yeah.
It might be a good idea if you had a word with him.
You can tell him what I said yourself. And you can add this to it.
What?
If I was him, I wouldn't count on any jury setting me free. The folks in this county want law and order.
I guess you're right.
Sheriff.
What, Sheriff?
There's been a shooting in Miner's Grove. You better come quick.
A shooting? Anybody hurt?
Jack Barter wounded.
Who done it?
Old man Samson.
I was afraid he must
have. But the old man got the worst of it. He's dead.
No.
Come on.
You're going to arrest Jack?
That's my duty, and that's what I aim to do. Wounded or not, he'll be in jail within an hour. Breaking out of this jail.
Oh, dirty.
Now, look here, Jack. Being the sheriff, I ain't doing nothing but my duty. The fella said it looked like a fair fight. You both had guns out. You got Samson, and his shot came close to getting you. Now, maybe you'll be acquitted. But that's for the jury to decide, not me. You've got to stand trial.
Doggone it, Sheriff. How many times I have to tell you there weren't no gunfights? Mr. Samson's been done for when I got there.
That mask, Jim, said he wasn't dead yet.
Well, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I thought he was. And what's that got to do with it anyway? I'm still saying he went shot by me.
I'm bound and determined to stick to that story, huh?
It's true.
Won't get no jury to believe that.
I tell you,
I don't mind saying I don't myself. You'd be better off if you just come clean.
Oh, the Dickens was trying to argue with you. Do me a favor, Sheriff.
Anything that ain't unreasonable.
Send for my wife. Tell her where I am, and I want her to see her.
Oh, sure. That can be done.
It won't be necessary.
Tell them.
I already know what happened.
Cop is cold. Howdy, Sheriff.
Hello, Cop.
Tough lines, Jack. But I knew someday you and the boys would tangle. It was one of them things just had to happen.
If it did, you ain't sorry.
What do you mean?
What do you think he is? Wasn't him your pa wanted you to marry? Wasn't why your pa made Cop foreman? Wasn't it because I cut him out that your pa me fought?
Jack's fellow, that's all ancient history. I never heard it again, then. Helen chose you, sir. So
there's no need to discuss it. Jack, I came here for just one reason. I came to tell you that we're through.
What's that?
It can't be any other way. Maybe Father started the quarrel. Maybe he forced you to go. But I can't forget that he was my father. But I begged you not to meet him armed.
But, honey, you don't know the facts. It wasn't that way at all.
I know the story you've told, and I can't believe it any more than others do.
But, honey...
I won't talk about it. I can't. Come on. Take me out of here.
Well, sure, Helen. You come along. See you later, Sheriff.
Yeah. Well, I'll be. Didn't expect anything else, did you, Jack?
Even she wouldn't believe me.
And if your own wife won't, that means...
Huh?
Won't anybody else, neither. Young fellow, if it turns out Samson's really done for her, I'm afraid things are going to go so good for you.
Then, Sheriff... You've got to find him.
That's what I aim to do.
You've got to find that masked man and see where Mr. Samson was took.
Uh-huh.
So what are you standing there for? Go on. Go on, Doc. Gotta find him.
Aye. Looking for me?
What the... The masked man.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. Startled by the sudden appearance of the masked man, the sheriff instinctively slapped his hand to his holster. Was stopped by the Lone Ranger's lightning draw.
Careful, Sheriff.
Oh, Sheriff, watch out. He's got the drop on you.
I didn't come looking for trouble, Sheriff. But anything you start, I'll finish.
Why did you come here?
For the answer to certain questions, which you and Jack should be able to furnish.
Stranger, where's Samson? What do you do with him? He's still alive or ain't he?
You'll answer my questions first, Sheriff. Yours will come later.
Well, looks like your boss. What do you want to know?
Who were Samson's enemies? Who would benefit by his death?
What are you getting at?
I have reason to believe Jack has been telling you the truth. I believe he's innocent. In that case, you'll have to look elsewhere for your killer.
You believe in me, Masked Man?
I do.
Why?
For one very excellent reason. I've seen both Jack and Samson. They were found under circumstances that made it appear they had shot it out. But there's one fact that won't agree with that story.
What fact?
If they had fought, their shots would have been fired at almost the same time. Hmm? But they weren't. Samson's wound was made almost an hour earlier than Jack's.
You're sure of that, stranger?
Yes.
How do you know?
You might have seen the same thing if you'd had the opportunity to make a comparison.
I would have if you hadn't took Samson away.
I had a reason for that.
Huh?
If I had left him where he was, it might have been shown that Jack was innocent.
And what?
By taking him away, I'll do more than that. I'll also learn who was guilty.
Masked Man, you do that and I'll be your part for life. Outlaw or not.
You make it sound good, stranger. But how do I know you ain't talking through your hat?
Give me the information I'm asked for, and I'll prove I'm not.
You mean tell you who might want Samson done in?
Yes.
I wouldn't do no harm to tell you that, I reckon.
If you don't, I will, Sheriff.
Now, don't get hasty, young fella. Now, let's see. There's Buck Fine, and there's Sam James. Him and Samson was always like.
Jenks, Nick Seeley, there were half a dozen, Tyler. Each was Samson's enemy, or had something to gain by his death. So any one of those men might have shot Samson and framed Jack for it.
Not right.
The sheriff wanted to investigate each one and learn what kind of an alibi he had for the time of the shooting. But I talked him out of that. Our plan is not only easier, but more certain. And I don't want any of them to think that he's under suspicion.
That's a good idea.
The sheriff agreed to it.
Him help?
He will, Kemosabe.
What him do?
I think tomorrow he'll spend quite a bit of his time in the cafes in town. Telling the townsmen just what he's been instructed to say.
You seen the masked man, Sheriff?
What's he say?
Samson is still alive.
What's that masked dead game?
Hold on, fellas, now. Hold on.
I don't mind telling you about it, but how can I with all you fellas talking to once?
Well, how'd the masked man happen to look you up, Sheriff?
Because I'm the law, that's why. Why wouldn't he?
But ain't he a crook?
Maybe. But I got my own notions about that.
But how about Samson?
He's alive, all right. I ain't to say that he's going to live.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the masked fella says it's going to be kind of touch and go. He's still unconscious. Can't be moved or anything. The masked fella's got a redskin bar tending to him.
Where are they?
Now, that's something I ain't saying.
The masked man going to let you know what happens to Samson?
That's all been fixed.
And Jack?
Stays right where he is in jail. Maybe he's telling the truth about that shooting, and maybe he ain't. If Samson lives to tell his story, we'll get the facts. Till then, Jack's staying behind bars.
But how long is that going to be?
Don't know for sure.
Well, then why don't
we... It won't be too long. The masked man said they ought to know whether Samson's going to pull through or not inside of 48 hours. Oh, it's you, stranger.
I've been waiting for you.
What?
You've been all around town. You let everyone know what I told you to say?
Sure have, mister. By this time, if there's a man, woman, or child in these parts don't know about it, they must be deep.
Good.
Stranger, just a second.
Yes?
I've answered all your questions when you ask them. Mind if I put a few to you?
Go on.
Ain't anything you should mind answering. First off, this Injun part of yours you've mentioned. You ain't told me his name. It wouldn't be Tonto, would it?
It would. But how did you know?
Oh, I just had a hunch when I heard you ride off last night calling that horse of yours Silver.
So?
Would you mind my looking at your guns? Just one of them will do.
Take it. Satisfied?
Bullets of silver.
That's right.
Mister, you may be wondering why I didn't put up no bigger argument when you told me your scheme.
It was logical. And you certainly could see I had nothing to gain by it.
But, mister, that wouldn't have been enough by a long sight.
No?
It was because I had a blame good notion who you was.
And then in that case, maybe you'll be ready to carry out the rest of my plan.
What do you mean?
Recall the names of those men we discussed last night. The men who might gain by Samson's death?
Oh, sure.
Well, tomorrow send for them. Have them brought here to your office.
But what for? What'll I say?
That you're forming a posse. That you've chosen them to ride in.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Sheriff. And I'll tell you exactly what I have in mind.
Escape! He's
Victor?
He died immediately when you shot him. You gave yourself away.
Sir,
what I told him to say.
We let you think Sampson had a chance to pull through a purpose.
So when the guilty man was convinced Sampson was going to live to testify against him, he'd do exactly what you did. Attempt to escape.
What was the idea, Carr? Figure if you could put the blame on Jack, Jack could hang and you'd get hitched to the widow.
What if I did?
Well, you will find that out after your trial.
And you'll likely find out more.
Yeah?
If I'm not mistaken, you've guessed close, Sheriff. But you've guessed at only part of the truth. Carp would have liked to marry Sampson's daughter so he could get his hands on the ranch.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't surprise me if you learned that Carp had been stealing from his employer, was facing exposure, and had to resort to murder to escape conviction.
All the better. That'll just make his hanging double sure.
And Jack will be released?
As quick as we can get to town. All right, boys, back to the horses. We'll take this pole cat to jail.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.